ഓം ശാന്തി ആൻഡ് ഗുഡ് ഈവനിങ്. ഓം ശാന്തി. ബഹുത് ബഢിയാ. और आज हम लोग साइंटिफिक एविडेंस की मॉर्निंग में बात कर भी रहे थे, तो अब हमने जो सेशन रखा है वो बड़ा प्रैक्टिकल, डुएबल और प्रूवन सेशन है, साइंटिफिकली प्रूवन सेशन है, जिसमें राजयोग मेडिटेशन को साइंस प्रूव कर चुकी है कि हाउ लाइफस्टाइल मॉडिफिकेशंस कैन हेल्प इन नॉट ओनली हॉल्टिंग बट ऑल्सो रिवर्सल ऑफ कोरोनरी आर्टरी डिजीज. मैं एक इंटरवेंशन कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट हूं, मैं खुद काफी प्रोसीजर्स करता हूं, तो समटाइम्स इट इज वेरी हार्ड फॉर एनी डॉक्टर टू बिलीव कि हाउ राजयोग मेडिटेशन विल रिवर्स दी कोरोनरी आर्टरी डिजीज. बट जब हम लोग राजयोग मेडिटेशन में आए, हमने इस नॉलेज को फॉलो किया, तो हमने ये देखा कि जो हम लोग एंजियोप्लास्टी करते हैं वो कॉस्मेटिक्स रिजल्ट तो अच्छा देती है, डेफिनेटली देती है, लेकिन कई ऐसी थेरेपीज जिसमें प्रिडोमिनेंट जो प्रूवन थेरेपी है सिर्फ साइंटिफिकली, वो मेडिटेशन की थेरेपी है, राजयोग मेडिटेशन, जिसमें ब्लॉकेज है उसका रिवर्सल भी शो किया गया. नॉट ओनली हॉल्टिंग, साइंस अभी तक ये कहती रही है कि ब्लॉकेज रुक सकती है लेकिन रिवर्स भी हो सकती है. ये बड़ी अचंभे की बात थी हमारी पूरी फ्रेटर्निटी के लिए. तो इसी सेशन के लिए आज हमने आमंत्रित अपने समक्ष किया है, आप सभी लोगों से अनुरोध करूंगा कि करतल ध्वनि से हमारे ज्येष्ठ भ्राता आदरणीय डॉक्टर सतीश गुप्ता, जो कि एक कंसल्टेंट फिजिशियन एंड कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट है और सीनियर कंसल्टेंट है जे वाटुमल मेमोरियल हॉस्पिटल में. मैं ज्यादा टाइम इंट्रोडक्शन में नहीं आपको दूंगा, लेकिन दो बातें जो मैं आपको बताना चाहूंगा जो बहुत जरूरी है आपके लिए जानना, वो ये है कि ये लाइफ टाइम अचीवमेंट अवार्ड इनको स्वयं प्रेसिडेंट एपीजे अब्दुल कलाम ने दिया है फॉर हिज पायनियरिंग वर्क इन रिवर्सल ऑफ कोरोनरी आर्टरी डिजीज. और दूसरा, ये प्रेसिडेंट भी हैं हेल्दी हार्ट फाउंडेशन एंड रिसर्च फाउंडेशन के लिए. नॉट ओनली इज इज अ गुड डॉक्टर एंड गुड एडवोकेटर ऑफ स्पिरिचुअलिटी, बट आप इनके स्पिरिचुअल लेक्चर्स भी सुनेंगे जो मैं भी कई बार सुनता हूं, दे आर वेरी ब्यूटीफुल. इनके मेडिटेशन के सेशंस, दे आर वेरी वेरी एम्पावरिंग. और हमने अनुरोध किया कि यार आपको स्पेसिफिकली डॉक्टर साहब मेडिटेशन भी कराएंगे, जो डॉक्टर कराएगा तो आपको आनंद भी बहुत आएगा. एंड डॉक्टर साहब का जितना हमारा मेडिटेशन रिसर्च हो, उन्होंने प्रैक्टिकली प्री एंजियोग्राफी पेशेंट्स लिए, उन पेशेंट्स की जिनकी सिग्निफिकेंट ब्लॉकेज थी, कईयों की 100%, कईयों की 90%, कईयों की मल्टीपल आर्टरीज में ब्लॉकेज, उनको डॉक्टर साहब ने जो कोर्स परमात्मा की प्रेरणा से जो कोर्स डिजाइन किया गया, उसमें डाइट, लाइफस्टाइल और मेडिटेशन उसको इंक्लूड किया, और कंट्रोल ग्रुप में जिसको आप देखेंगे वो अलग ग्रुप था जिसमें मेडिटेशन को हटा दिया गया. तो किस तरह राजयोग मेडिटेशन के द्वारा जिनको एडेड एडवांटेज मिला कि उन पेशेंट्स का रिवर्सल, कोरोनरी आर्टरी डिजीज कैसे रिवर्स हो गई, कितना आपको स्लाइड्स के द्वारा, ये ऐसा नहीं कि बात है, ये रिसर्च इंडियन हार्ट जर्नल जो कि कार्डियोलॉजी सोसाइटी ऑफ इंडिया की ऑफिशियल जर्नल है, उसके अंदर ये रिसर्च पब्लिश्ड है, माउंट आबू हेल्दी हार्ट प्रोजेक्ट के नाम से ये पब्लिश्ड है और आप इसको नेट पर एक्सेस भी कर सकते हैं, उसके बारे में पूरी डिटेल्स आपको मिलेंगी. ये हेल्दी हार्ट प्रोग्राम क्या है इसके बारे में भी आपको पता लगेगा, क्योंकि आज सबसे इम्पॉर्टेंट हम सब लोगों को जानना है कि प्रोसीजर तो हम करा सकते हैं, कई बार करना भी पड़ता है और जहां जरूरत है करना भी चाहिए, लेकिन ऐसी थेरेपीज जो कि पायनियरिंग थेरेपीज हैं, जिनके द्वारा इस डिजीज का पैंडेमिक को कंट्रोल किया जा सकता है, वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. और वन ऑफ दीज थेरेपीज विच इज द लोएस्ट कॉस्ट इफेक्टिव, जिसमें केवल हमें अपनी जीवन शैली के अंदर थोड़े थोड़े चेंजेस लाने हैं, वो है ये हमारी लाइफस्टाइल मॉडिफिकेशन अलॉन्ग विद राजयोग मेडिटेशन. तो मैं ज्यादा समय ना लेते हुए हमारे आदरणीय डॉक्टर सतीश गुप्ता जी को आमंत्रित करूंगा, जो आपको अपने विचारों से, इस प्रोजेक्ट से बढ़िया तरीके से अवगत कराएंगे विद प्रैक्टिकल स्टडी, और इस प्रोजेक्ट के अंदर क्या क्या किया जाता है उसके बारे में भी कई लोग मुझसे पूछ रहे थे, उसके बारे में भी आपको बताया जाएगा, और उसके साथ साथ आप किस तरह इस प्रोजेक्ट को अपने लाइफ में इम्प्लाई कर सकते हैं और राजयोग मेडिटेशन किस तरह आपको हेल्प कर सकता है उसका प्रैक्टिकल एक्सपीरियंस, वो भी डॉक्टर साहब आपको कराएंगे. तो मैं फिर आमंत्रित करता हूं आप सबकी ओर से हमारे आदरणीय डॉक्टर सतीश गुप्ता जी को.
Om Shanti. Let us start with one minute of silence. आप सभी सीधे होके बैठ जाएं और just realize yourself as a soul, as a point of energy, and from this point of energy, which is situated somewhere between hypothalamus and pituitary, the seven energies are flowing into each and every cell of my body. And supreme soul, who is the ocean of seven energies, that is knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers. They are coming to me, the soul, and then they are going to each and every cell of the body. Just realize this. This is the reality. It is happening all the time. Just be aware of it. So I'll start with the presentation itself. Can we have the lights dimmed here? These lights. The CAD research project, this was started in 95, April 95, when we submitted this project to Ministry of Health for sponsorship. It was done in collaboration with DRDO, Defense Research and Development Organization, and few other tertiary cardiac centers. So I'll be discussing with you how this lifestyle modification can we really regress the heart disease. Normally it is said that it is a degenerative disease, it's a progressive disease, it cannot be regressed. The researchers have told us the previous some studies by Dean Ornish and Dr. Manchanda and others. They told us we can retard the process of atherosclerosis. Even with statins, we can just retard the process. We cannot stop the process of atherosclerosis. But in this study, we have shown significant regression to the tune of 12% within a year. And this is for the first time it has happened. This is our global hospital. Tomorrow you will be visiting. Most of you already visited probably. And this is our hospital, global hospital in Abu Road. And I request you to visit this hospital also. It's just near Shantivan. You all are aware about heart. Heart is a pump. It's a wonderful pump. It supplies the blood to the each and every cell of body. But it has got to supply the blood to the heart muscle. There are three arteries. Actually, there are two arteries, right and left. Left divides into LAD. I'm just recapitulating. All of you must be knowing about it. And it divides into LAD and LCX, left circumflex. LAD supplies the anterior portion of the heart, and left circumflex supplies the back of the heart. Hooks around the left atrium and then supplies the back of the heart. And right coronary artery supplies the right side of the heart. And this is how they look on angiogram. You can see there is a block here. There is a filling defect. So that we diagnose as stenosis in the block, in the artery. And this is the right coronary artery. And now, how the blockages are caused? There are two factors which I must tell you, which lead to coronary blockages. One is, very important thing is endothelium. Endothelial dysfunction has a great role in causing atherosclerosis. Second thing is the LDL-HDL ratio. See, LDL, that is called as bad cholesterol, you all are aware. LDL and HDL, when the LDL-HDL ratio becomes more than 3, and because LDL comes, most of it comes from the diet. You know, the 30% of LDL or HDL comes from the diet. What are the diets which have the bad cholesterol? All fast foods, all fried foods, sweets, all junk foods, they will contain non-vegetarian. So they will all have bad cholesterol, and good cholesterol comes from fruits, vegetables, salads, and even milk, cow's milk, and nuts, and even simple wheat chapati. It will have, you know, good amount of, it will increase HDL levels. Now, but the 70% of LDL or HDL is synthesized in the liver. The studies have shown that there's a lot of role of mind in making this synthesis of LDL or HDL in the liver. So when you are under stress, under pressure, type A nature, type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression, isolation. Very important factor is lack of emotional support. That is, you are not able to ventilate your stress with your colleagues, with your friends, with your spouse, with your children. Then your liver is synthesizing more of LDL. And not only synthesizing more of LDL, but it is also, because liver is the place where clotting factors also synthesized. So it is also leading to increase in clotting factors, especially fibrinogen. And on the other hand, if you are peaceful, loveful, happy, contented, then the liver is making more of good cholesterol, HDL, and also making clot busters. You must all be knowing. So there is a double benefit by becoming peaceful, loveful and happy. And then endothelial dysfunction. What are the factors which lead to endothelial dysfunction? Certain physical factors like smoking is a very important cause of endothelial dysfunction. And the pollution, environmental pollution, and the preservatives which we take, a lot of preservatives in the food. So they cause endothelial dysfunction. But long studies have shown us that mental stress leads to prolonged endothelial dysfunction. I'll show that paper also, that they have proven that when you are under stress, you are under anxiety, you are under you are angry mode or hostile mode, then your endothelium is making more of endothelin, and the ENOS, endothelin nitric oxide synthetase enzyme, is the function decreases, thereby nitric oxide production decreases, and then once endothelium gets injured, then the LDL starts moving in. And then the whole process, I will not go into details, and this process is happening all the time. Some studies have shown that one episode of anger leads to cascade of mechanisms in the body, and the endothelial dysfunction may last as long as 3 days. And depression, it can be very long. And hostility, it is all the time. Till you don't forgive that person, or you do not forgive yourself. That's why people who are hostile, they will have diffuse blockages. You must be knowing, 54% of Indians have got triple vessel disease, diffuse triple vessel disease, as compared to only 21% in the Westerners. That means 54% of people who have MI or who when we do angiogram, they are not amenable for angioplasty or bypass surgery. More than 50% people, or people who have CAD, documented CAD. So you can just see, so this is how the blockages will start, and then once the blockage is 70%, then it is called a significant blockage. And when such a person exerts, climbs or lifts weight or under mental stress, he will develop angina. And when this cracks, the plaque cracks. Now, what is the most important cause of crack in the plaque is stress. Type A behavior, pressure of time, pressure of work, pressure of perfection, competition, comparison. So this is what type, and polyphasic person, a type A person is usually polyphasic. At the same time, you do so many things. So now it has been estimated that about more than 70% people in the world are type A. 70-80% people are type A. And then lack of love, isolation, anger, ego. So this, the release of various hormones, stress hormones, they lead to that state leads to crack in the plaque. Some studies have also shown that the people who have got dental health is not good, they can also have ulceration in the plaque. So this is how the clot formation, thrombus formation, and that leads to heart attack. So sudden 100% blockage leads to heart attack, myocardial infarction. And this block, suppose this was 70%, and then this could have continued 72, 75, 80, 90, no heart attack. So slow progression of the disease does not lead to heart attack. Many of us, if we suddenly go for angiogram, we may be having our arteries 100% block without any symptoms, because a lot of collaterals develop, intracoronary, intracoronary collaterals develop. So basically it is not the block which leads to heart attack, it is the thrombus formation which leads to heart attack. That is why there is a role of streptokinase, urokinase and TPA and the nectarplase, right? So this is how we can manage this. And it has been observed in various studies that the more than 85% of the MIs, microinfarctions, they occur in territories where the block is less than 70%. While in the modern medicine, we do angioplasty or bypass surgery for territories which are more than 70%. Right? So still there's after angioplasty bypass, still there's a chance, 85% chance that the plaques which are 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, they can rupture. Only 14 to 15% of the plaques which are 70% or more are going to rupture. So once the degree of block is more, there are less chances of MI. The plaque is because the younger plaque has got more LDL in it. So it's more pliable, it's a more unstable plaque. Once the block is increasing, there's more fibrosis occurring in the plaque and calcification, and then it becomes stable. So this is about this, right? So the angioplasty or bypass, it does not address the root cause. Primary angioplasty is fine. If you can reach the hospital within 3 hours of MI, nothing like it. Primary angioplasty has got very good results. But after that, you know, there are the various studies have shown us, I'll tell you, their results are not very good, right? So bypass does not address, because the blocks have come from within. We have just bypassed the block. Here also the block was there and we have just put a balloon and then stent. Balloon is done, dilated, and then we put a drug-eluting stent. Still the disease will come back, because average time after angioplasty is 10 months and average time after bypass surgery is 8 years. So this, because we have not addressed the root cause, this is only palliation. That's why people require repeat angioplasty or redo bypass surgery. But the studies have shown us that the psychological stressors, which are very important, a type A behavior, anxiety, depression, anger, isolation, chronic life stresses, they lead to behavioral risk factors. That means when person is under stress, then he is prone to addictions like smoking alcohol. Then he is prone to go for poor diet. Poor diet means high fiber, low fat diet. More of junk food, more taste. And then he is not, because he doesn't get proper sleep, a person under stress, his sleep is not delta sleep, he is mostly in alpha or theta sleep. He doesn't get full relaxation. That's why he goes to bed day late and gets up late, and exercise, he cannot do proper exercises. And then they also do not adhere to treatment regimens. They don't change themselves, they don't change their lifestyle, but they change their doctors. And this is what leads to progression of atherosclerosis and clinical events. So after one episode of MI or unstable angina, it is a must to address 1 and 2 if you want to prevent further heart attacks. We have to modify the psychology of the person, and we have to modify the behavioral risk factors. We have to modify the diet, exercise and sleep, and stop smoking. So this is where sort of we have intervened in this study. So when you are under type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression, then your heart is like this, the expression goes like this. And when you are sensitive and emotional, you are not ventilated, then your heart is like this. And then we sort of, mood decides our food. The studies, I'll show you those studies. Mood decides our food. And then you go for burger, pizza and other ice creams, and people start taking fish, that it contains more of omega-3 fatty acids. Fish is not the answer to coronary artery disease. And people go to gym and they do unaccustomed exercise, and then when they do unaccustomed exercise, then they have premature heart attacks. You must be hearing in newspapers and television that so many people, when they go to gym and they, in the beginning only, or when they do extra exercise, they collapse on the gym itself, in the gym itself. So heart attack, which was supposed to come 5-6 years later, it comes in the gym itself. Now, what is this fact and figures about this? See, now it's 2010, 2015 is coming. We are almost three, four months away. And you can see this. Now we have 62 million people suffering from heart disease approximately. And out of which, less than 50 years, 37 million. So more than 60% of heart patients are below 60 years, 50 years of age. It's a young population which is getting affected. And CD deaths. Total deaths will be 29 lakhs, 2.9 million. You can imagine one year, how many people are dying? 2.9 million. Just because of CAD. And out of which, less than 50 years is more than half of the deaths occur in below 50 years. So this is a disease, this is an epidemic which is affecting the young population. They are being hit the hardest. And 12 to 14% of urban Indians are suffering from coronary artery disease. There is a paradox here. And 6 to 7% of rural Indians have coronary artery disease. So they are almost double. Urban areas have got more heart disease as compared to rural areas. And as compared, 3% of US population has CAD. So there is a two-fold urban-rural gradient in the same genetic pool. There is a father, there are four brothers, two are in the village and two are in the city. So who are in the city, they have more tendency to develop heart attacks as compared to people who are in the village. So there is a powerful impact of lifestyle factors superimposed over same genetic susceptibility. And this was a study which came in JAPI, and this shows that the doctors, they compared general population with the doctors. See, doctors have more disease. Hypertensives are more, obesity is more, diabetes is almost same, metabolic syndrome is more. So doctors are, ahead of general population, right? So doctors teach others, but they do not follow the advice themselves, right? They go to bed late, get up late, and in the conference you must have seen all of us, not here, but otherwise, most of us go for fast food and junk food, isn't it? And state-of-art modern heart care, it gives us the angioplasty with stenting, BMS, or this is bare metal stenting, and DAS, CABG, statins, they all are essentially palliative. The various studies, Courage trial, and this is a landmark study where they've shown that the people who undergo angioplasty, they have actually more reinfarction rate after angioplasty. Similarly, the OAT trial, it has also shown the more reinfarction rate. And MAS2 trial, which compared bypass surgery, angioplasty, and optimal medical therapy. Optimal medical therapy means patient gets full pharmacological therapy along with lifestyle intervention. That is optimal medical therapy. So once you have this, they have shown that there is no significant difference between three groups. Bypass surgery, angioplasty, and mortality is same, reinfarction rate is same. Only bypass surgery people will have longer duration. They will have sort of longer duration for next intervention. I told you after angioplasty, mean time is 10 to 11 months. Next angioplasty required. An inter-heart study has shown significantly that lifestyle modification, just by changing the lifestyle, you can 90% of heart disease, you can be prevented. Just by lifestyle modification. So it is essentially palliative, does not address the root cause. What is the root cause? Genetic factors. Genes are very important, right? Then mental stress. No medicine can modify the mental stress. Angioplasty bypass cannot modify the mental stress. Diet, exercise, sleep, and tobacco use. And present healthcare is only one dimension, dimensional. That is, it addresses only the body. Nowhere in India or abroad there is a teaching about mind or soul. While we know that CAD is a psychosomatic disease. It's a lifestyle disease. And it's not taught in the medical colleges. This is a study which is they have shown that how the psychological factors, they have a special role in the pathogenesis of cardiovascular disease and implications of therapy. If you can modify the stress you can reduce the recurrence of heart disease. And younger people getting heart attacks. Now today you must be seeing in the population 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. Young people, not even married. They just came out of IIT. They just came out of medical school. And they have MI. This work stress is a very important cause. Here the blocks are not there. Many times, patient has massive heart attack at the age of 25. And ejection fraction has become 25%. And you do the angiogram, there is no block. Or a 20% block. The plaque has ruptured and there is a thrombus formation and the whole LAD territory has gone. You can just imagine what will happen with that boy. So this is what is happening. The main cause is work stress. And this study which I was telling, mental stress induces prolonged endothelial dysfunction via endothelial A receptors. And anger. People just because of anger. People who have more anger, they are 3.5 times more prone to develop secondary AMI. Just because of anger. So anger is an independent risk factor for heart disease. Then anxiety, similarly, worry. And the diet has a very significant role. Because now there are lots of studies. Sattvic diet, rasic diet, tamasic diet. Right? So what happens? Tamasic diet stimulates our sympathetic system. It leads to release of more cortisol, more epinephrine. And on the other hand, sattvic diet, it leads to release of endorphins and serotonin. This is about inter-heart study. How the 30,000 men and women in 52 countries over all the 5 continents, and they have shown changing lifestyle could prevent at least 90% of all heart disease. And mental stress was a significant factor which was changed in this study. And you can just see this. Just as foods determine our moods, so do our moods determine what we eat. If we are feeling bitterness in the mind, then you go for sweets. Compensate by taking sweets. If you're feeling very dry here, you compensate by taking fried foods. Similarly, more than 100 moods have been studied. And how the people are compelled to take wrong food, in spite of, they know about it, that this is not good for them. A diabetic taking sweets, they know about it, but inner bitterness leads to compulsive behavior of going for sweets. So what is three-dimensional healthcare? So we devised a program which is called as three-dimensional healthcare, and which combines spirituality and science. Science is evidence-based, but spirituality is experience-based. There is no practical evidence of spirituality, how it heals you, but it is experience-based. And in this three-dimensional healthcare program, we have combined spirituality and science. Medication heals you from outside, but meditation heals you from within. It treats your mind. And how it treats you, I'll discuss with you. So this is a practical model of health, 3D healthcare. And this study was started in 1995. We officially sort of started with the first batch in Feb 1998 and with various institutes, and it was sponsored by Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India. And in this study, psychologists, physiologists, endocrinologists, cardiologists, clinicians, nutritionists, fitness experts, and spiritualists. We have worked hand in hand for more than 14 years, and now we can come out with the results. This study has been published. This is there in your files, this study. The whole study is there in your files. You can see yourself. This is Mount Abu Open Heart Trial. It was published in 2011. And 2013, July, we were informed by the Biomed Library, that your study is in its first top 20. It has come in first top 20 studies. Most cited, most visited by researchers, medical students, and public. And now, this study has been ranked number one in the world. At such a small place in Mount Abu has become very famous now, right? Because of this study. Because people from not only India, but from abroad, all the countries, they send a lot of their emails, their sort of case studies to me, that what we can do about them. And you there, how the blocks open up, right? Even 100% blocks open up. In the beginning, we had 3,300% blocks. That's calcified blockages. And we had not considered in the study that we were not considered these 100% blocks. We thought this is irreversible, the calcified blocks. But out of 33 blocks, 11 blocks had opened up. 100% blocks had opened up. So that was sort of a surprise, surprise for us also, for these investigators also. 100% calcified blockages had opened up.
How many percent of blocks opened?
93% of blocks had opened. I'll show you the figures. So this is now, this study is there, whole study, 9-page study is there in with you. You can go through the study. And then now this next study, Abu Healthy Heart Trial, which is a randomized control trial, which is under publication. And which we had two groups, healthy lifestyle group and control group. And the difference between the two groups was only stress management through Raja Yoga meditation. Healthy lifestyle group was given stress management, other group was not given stress management. Diet and exercise remained the same. And like both, all the things were same. And all these patients were subjected to hormonal profile, epinephrine levels, norepinephrine levels, cortisol levels, serotonin levels, dopamine levels, and the endorphin levels. Even melatonin was done in a few number of patients. And they were done, physiological profile was done, including EEG and the heart rate variability. The only difference was this only, right? And angiographies were repeated after one year. See, our 80% patients were either triple vessel disease or double vessel disease. Only 20% patients were single vessel disease in both the groups. See, the psychological stresses, type A behavior was significantly modified in healthy lifestyle group, but not much decrease was seen in the control group. Anxiety was significantly decreased. Depression was significantly decreased. Anger was also significantly decreased. Anger content. But in the control group, anger increased because we had informed them, that they should not be angry. Are you able to hear me? Fine. So, yes. Sound in this? Okay. And the patients who were adhering to Raja Yoga meditation, they could change their diet properly. Exercise also, adherence was better. But in the control group, adherence was poor as compared to healthy lifestyle group. And see the EEG. This is the baseline EEG on the day one. See the beta rhythm was predominant. Alpha rhythm was poor. Beta rhythm, theta and delta was very poor. But after 7 days of meditation, Raja Yoga meditation, practicing 7 days of Raja Yoga meditation, you can see that significant change. Alpha rhythm, see this alpha rhythm and this alpha rhythm? Even beta rhythm decreased and even theta rhythm came. See this theta and theta here? So patients were much relaxed with eyes open. And we gave them questions also during this EEG. And you can see this is significant, even with questioning and arithmetic solutions, still they are enjoying theta rhythm, which is present deep relaxation or sleep. And
Even delta rhythm also increased after 1 year. I'll show you. See this alpha rhythm kept on, alpha rhythm increased, beta kept on decreasing, theta was increasing, and even delta was also after 1 year, you can see significant change in delta rhythm. That means with eyes open, working, you are as relaxed as sleeping. Right? So that is the beauty of Raja Yoga meditation. It's a change of consciousness from outer self to inner self consciousness. So that is the basic concept of this program. And if you see this, heart rate variability, the low frequency power is represents sympathetic activity, and the high frequency powers represents parasympathetic activity. When these patients came to us on day one, you can see this. Sympathetic activity, there was sympathetic overactivity was seen and parasympathetic activity was low. And on day seven itself, there's significant change. Day seven itself. And 1 year, there was a total harmony. Sympathetic and parasympathetic, total balance was there. And then it was maintained at 2 years. And see this, epinephrine levels, day seven itself, there was a significant change. Both in randomized control study and non-randomized study. Then norepinephrine levels and the dopamine levels. Day 7 itself, there was significant change was observed. And then it was maintained. The serotonin and endorphin levels, day 7, there was significant increase in serotonin levels and also also endorphin levels, beta endorphin levels. You know the endorphins are natural painkillers. Natural morphine is produced in the body when you are positive. And that is what happens with these patients. And the 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. cortisol samples, in both in urine and blood, 24-hour urine sample and then blood for spot stress and 24-hour collective stress. You can see this, that day 7 itself, there was 30% decrease in cortisol levels at 8 a.m. That means hypercortisolemia is significant decrease and these patients enjoy a relaxed life throughout the day. Same thing here in the non-randomized study. And plasma insulin levels, there was significant decrease in insulin levels, fasting and postprandial both. HbA1c levels were significant decreased, but you can see the insulin levels were significantly decreased day 7 itself. That means there was a better insulin sensitivity. That is the crux of metabolic syndrome in India. That is the crux of coronary artery disease in India. That is the crux of diabetes in India. So just by doing Raja Yoga meditation, low fat, high fiber diet, high fiber balanced diet, balanced vegetarian diet. Mind you, it is not just fruits and vegetables. It contains carbohydrate, fat, vitamins, minerals, and proteins. Adequate amount of proteins and adequate amount of water. And so this is where we could, and melatonin levels also we did in the saliva. And we studied the patient in two early salivary samples were taken from starting from 8 p.m. up to 4 a.m. And there was 300% rise in melatonin levels from the baseline in these patients. And if you see the patient over class 3, they became almost like class 1. You know, they could walk more than 3 kilometers. Number of nitrate tablets decreased significantly. And the requirement of antihypertensive, antidiabetics decreased. We could stop insulin in some patients within a week. And even OHAs were decreased significantly. Some patients are now off totally antidiabetics. Some patients who were hypertensive, they are on half a tablet. Previously, they were not even controlled with 4 or 5 tablets of antihypertensives, polypharmacy, polytherapy. Now they are okay with half a tablet. And some people have been able to stop it. Which is sort of as a physician cardiologist, I never used to think that we can stop antihypertensives. I usually in the beginning I could not believe my results, but this was what was happening. And ejection fraction had increased, average 10%. People who came with 20% ejection fraction, 30%, now they are enjoying 50% ejection fraction. So lipid profile, LDL decreased by 31%, HDL increased by 16%, triglyceride decreased by 31%. So this sort of therapy leads to increase in HDL, decrease in both LDL and triglycerides. You don't have to take that. In this study, when the That was, so this order, the statins were not the order of the day. Today we give statins to everyone. But in this study, initially we had not used statins totally. So you can see this, 2 by the events. In the intervention group, only 2 patients had undergone bypass surgery, and here 17 patients had undergone bypass surgery. And even number of events was compared 9 to 38. So this is about almost risk-benefit ratio was, odds ratio was about 11. And 93% patients could open their blockages. On the other hand, in the control group, only 13% patients could open their blockages. Here there is 12%, almost 12% decrease in diameter stenosis. Here there is an increase in diameter stenosis. If we see some angiograms, you see this is, there is a block about how much? It's about 80% block which was there, and it has regressed significantly. A long block, it has improved. 100% block has opened up. 100% block has opened up. Multiple blocks have opened up. And Amit. So what we've done is, you can see, basic concept of this program is, we empower the people, because healthy word comes from heal plus die. That means there is only one person on this planet who can heal you. Who is that? God? Why should God heal me? Heal thyself. There is only one person on this planet who can heal you. That is yourself. Doctor can guide you, and God can help you, provided we take the right step. And then, second is, healthy means swasth. Swa means inner self. Asth means conscious. So healthy means inner self conscious. From outer self conscious, we should become inner self conscious. What is inner self? Soul. I am a soul. I am a point of energy. I am not this body. When a person dies, in our hospital, in ICU, when the patient comes with a heart attack or whatever, we try to save him, but we are not able to save him, then what happens? I'll just continue with my angiograms. 80% block has opened up. Here, the ejection fraction was only 30% in this patient, 20%. And in the repeat angiogram, ejection fraction has become 50%. 100% block has opened up. Control group. See this? All the blocks have increased. What we have done is, because we did psychological analysis of all the patients pre-baseline, 7 days, 6 months, 12 months, 1.5 months, 1.5 years, 2 years. And what we have seen, that for each block, there is a specific thought pattern. We have database of now more than 6,000 angiograms. And their psychological analysis, pre, post, 6 months, 12 months, and 1.5 years, and more than 650 repeat angiograms. And what we have seen, that certain psychological patterns, thinking patterns are responsible for each blockage. Proximal LAD, mid LAD, distal LAD, or in the D1, D2, or LCX, osteal, proximal, mid distal, or RCA. Similarly, osteal, proximal, mid distal. So for each area, suppose you have a type A behavior. You are always under short of time. You are always under pressure of time. A certain area of endothelium will be dysfunction will occur in that area, and cholesterol will keep on depositing in that area. So if you can modify a type A behavior, that block will disappear. If you cannot modify it, block will stay there. So this is how different things, anger, anxiety, lack of ventilation, different thought patterns will have different areas will be affected by the cornea, thought patterns. So if you are not able to modify your thought pattern, then the block increases in spite of healthy diet and healthy exercise. So it is the mind which needs modification. Similarly, here you can see another block which has increased by following the same diet, same exercise, but no Raja Yoga meditation. Then this is another block. This is a patient's block. 100% block is cut off is here. And you can see in the repeat angiogram, These are actually videos. The whole artery is opened up. So basic program is healed. You are responsible for your own health and self-awareness. Healthy means swast and healthy means soul conscious. Right? So always ever healthy means always soul conscious. Right? Always that feeling, that twinkle, twinkle little star. I am a shining star. I make this body function. From here the seven energies are coming out and they are going to each and every cell of my body. And it's a multidimensional approach to heal thyself. One needs self-empowerment, and empowerment comes from true knowledge, and true knowledge comes from God, because God is truth. And He teaches us this knowledge through information, education and counseling. First about Himself, Supreme Soul, and soul, mind and body. And by enjoying flow of spiritual, mental and physical energy, one can enjoy ever healthy and ever happy life as per biological clock. There's a clock here in the hypothalamus. Time to get up, time to sleep, time to work, time to walk, time for breakfast, time for lunch, time for dinner. If you follow that clock, inner clock, then everything goes fine. And here you can see human being word comes from human plus being, humus, which means soil, your outer self, the body, and the being means inner self or soul. If you see this, once your outer self conscious, because body, role and material, all three are unstable, that leads to insecurity and that leads to ego, lust, anger, greed and attachment. And this is how the negative mental tendencies, they come into play when you are under the effect of five vices. These five vices are because of instability and insecurity. And then the increase the number of thoughts, you develop beta plus rhythm or super beta rhythm, and that is stress, which leads to wrong eating patterns, wrong exercise patterns and wrong sleep patterns. And a person under stress is more prone to develop addictions like smoking and alcohol. And that is disease and unhappy life. And you know what is the meaning of bimari? Bimari. B word means, B has come from fear. B means fear and mari means constancy of. So on the other hand, if you are soul conscious, that is seven innate energies of the soul, knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers. And once you are full of this seven energies inside, when you come into action, these seven energies, they become values. Truthfulness, contentment, humility, tolerance, concentration, determination, etc. And that means stress-free. When you are full of seven energies, you are full of values, that is then you are stress-free. You go for a healthy diet, you go for a healthy exercise, you go for right time to sleep, right time to get up, and you can say no to smoking and alcohol. You have that willpower to say no. You have willpower to be healthy, and that is what healthy and happy life means. So soul is nourishing the body through mind. What is mind? Mind is team. Thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. When your team is positive, then these seven energies are going to each and every cell of the body. And one energy is very special to each organ. You can see knowledge for the brain, purity for five sense organs, love for heart. That's why love is equated with the heart, right? Because blood flow through the heart is directly proportional to your coronary flow. And happiness means digestive system, bliss means endocrine system, and powers means your muscles, joints. Each joint in the body is related with one of the powers. You have been told about eight powers. I hope you have been told, no? Eight powers: power of discretion, power of judgment, power to withdraw, power to pick up, power to face, power of toleration, or power to tolerate, power to accommodate, and power to cooperate. These are eight powers. Each joint in the body, when you have that negative tendency, negative character, and then lack of that power, then you become stiff in neck, or in the back, or in the... And different organs are affected. That leads to hormonal change, and this is where the concept comes in. Once you are soul conscious, and then early morning, there's a Brahma Muhurat meditation, this is called Amrit Vela meditation. You get up in the morning, and studies have shown that if you enjoy 20 minutes of bliss in the morning, then there's a harmonious release of all the 18 hormones from hypothalamus, pituitary and pineal. There's a harmonious release, and then if up to 8 a.m. you can stay in silence or just speak very few, whenever it is required, emergency only. Otherwise, keep your mobile off. Don't interact much with people. That is your charging time. because after getting up from bed, half an hour later cortisol secretion starts. So whatever you are thinking, whatever you know, your thought team is there, that will lead to more increase. If you are negative team, there is a release of more cortisol. Now throughout the day you are under hurry sickness, anxiety, anger, irritation. On the other hand, if up to 8 a.m. you can remain peaceful, you can just maintain positive team only, then what will happen? You will have harmonious release of cortisol because it peaks around 8 a.m. So then after 8 a.m. you can go for newspaper, you can start your daily work, no problem. But up to 8 a.m. you have to be peaceful. That was what was happening in the past. People are doing this. And so the energy now travels to the body. Hypothalamus is the place where the spiritual energy gets converted into mental energy. That means it's converted into positive thoughts. And then from the hypothalamus, neuropeptides go to each and every cell of the body for every thought. And then every cell has the receptors, and that is how the spiritual energy is converted into mental energy, and mental energy is converted into physical energy. And when the energy has reached the body cells, then what happens? If you take proper diet, shuddha sattvic diet, pure sattvic diet, pure sattvic balanced diet at the proper time, chew it properly, and you do meditative exercise. Most of the people, you know, when they're walking, they're talking also. But when they're talking, then only thoracic respiration is occurring. So peace relates with your lung function. When you're peaceful, automatically there's a deep inspiration, there's abdominal breathing. That means the blood is also going to the air is also going to the lower part of the lungs, lower lungs, which has got more blood. So then your whole body is getting the blood. So it's just a meditative, our walk is meditative morning walk. Our stroll is meditative evening stroll. And then proper sleep. Sleep at 10, get up at 4. I do not have time to tell you about sleep management, but sleeping early after auditing your day. You sleep at 10 after auditing your day. Whatever wrongs we have done, or wrongs have happened to us, or someone has done to us, or I have done something wrong, I confess. I write a letter, small letter, where the mistakes. I just scan the whole day, I write a letter, sign it, and then surrender to God and tear it up. Tear it and put it in the dustbin. And then have one or 2 minutes of meditation, then go to bed. Immediately you go to delta sleep. Number of thoughts will decrease, and then your quality of sleep will be very, very good. So 10 to 4 is the right time for sleep. Get up at 4 and enjoy half an hour of meditation, Rajayoga meditation. Be soul conscious, connect with the God. 7 energies are coming to the soul, and then through mind, my mind is positive, team is positive, it's going to each and every cell of the body, as I have shown in the slide. So this, if you practice this, what will happen? The energy will go to each and every cell of the body, and I take normal diet, proper exercise, proper sleep, and proper use of medication, then what will happen? The energy will flow out of my body. What is that energy? This energy of knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss, and powers. And it makes my aura around me. That becomes my shield. It protects me from negativity or from others. It protects me from pollution. It protects me from lots of things. It's proven. Lots of studies are there, not in our literature, but in sort of parapsychology literature. Some people must have gone into this, but people are studying on this further. So that is how you can keep on, as you do more and more meditation, you will keep on increasing your aura, that means your shield, and this is how the program is delivered. These patients come with a spouse, they stay with us for 7 days, and we teach them. Each thing is, they are taught with PowerPoint presentations also on the board, and how this type of, they are given daily in the morning is sprouts, beans, lemon, chilies, green chilies, and dalia, porridge. And they all eat the food in the soul conscious stage, and we have a morning walk. Before the sort of, it's with sunrise, we have morning walk, 45 minutes of morning walk. And again, it is silent meditative walk, and this is how they are walking. Even people this fellow doesn't have a leg, he is on crutches, he also walks. So it's your willpower to be well, they do it. And then meditation sessions, and then group support sessions. We share our sort of thoughts with each other, and then we have picnic also, and then we dance also, right? And this is how this program takes place. And we are having now this primordial prevention in education to schools and college students, understanding importance of spirituality and values in life, healthy eating habits, developing sport and regular activities, healthy sleeping habits, saying no to tobacco and alcohol. And about the primary prevention for people who are suffering risk factors like hypertension, diabetes, obesity, dyslipidemia, understanding importance of spirituality and values in life, and developing right habits. And people who have got the disease, now we have more than 6,000 patients into the program, and 118 groups where 650 angiograms have been repeated. And now this knowledge has gone to various countries also. And the main concept of this program is spiritual care, right? Be natural. Don't be body conscious or role conscious or material conscious. Be inner self conscious. Whatever we do, practice Raja Yoga meditation. Practice, especially morning meditation, it harmonizes the early morning pituitary surge. But aim of morning meditation is bliss. And then mental care, have positive team. Observe silence up to 8 a.m. and then we listen to Murli from 7 to 8 a.m. because that is 100% positive team. And physical care, eat natural, sattvic diet, sattvic exercise, and sleep, proper sleep. Be in the upper pressure, have morning walk with sunrise and evening stroll with sunset, and have proper sleep, 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. and proper use of medicines. Whatever medication is required, you take medicines properly. So this is how this program is done. And now we have this year we are organizing World Congress on Clinical Preventive Cardiology from 5th to 7th of September. It's from 4th to 8th actually. 4th is day to come and 8th you can leave. So we have more than 2,000 cardiologists will be coming from all over the world. And American Heart Association is participating with us. Association of Physicians of Indian Origin. World Heart Federation, so they are participating in big numbers. And people who are interested, I'll ask you to sort of, we have the folders, you can register online also, you can take these folders and register for that. But it will be an event to remember. If you come for 3 days or 4 days, it will be an event to remember, right? Thank you so much. Om Shanti. Raja Yoga meditation is a way of life. It is not just half an hour meditation in the morning, half an hour in the evening. But we do practice half an hour meditation at 4 a.m. and then half an hour in the evening. But it's once you're soul conscious all the day, because now you realize that I'm a soul, I'm not a body. So you realize this and be in that consciousness while working also. I keep on remembering myself again, recalling myself again. I'm a soul, not this body. I make the body function. So that awareness is a continuous awareness. 1 year is the time. They were repeated after 1 year, and some patients repeated after 3 months also. They could also open their blocks. It's the intensity of that awareness, how much you maintain that awareness, because in that awareness automatically there is a parasympathetic overactivity occurs, sympathetic activity decreases, and all the stress hormones decrease, happy hormones increase, and endothelial dysfunction stops, insulin sensitivity decreases. Yes, sir. See, basically everyone is sort of given questionnaires, and they give us those profiles, the dietary profile and exercise, daily working. We give them questionnaires, and then we accordingly modify their thinking pattern and dietary pattern and food and exercise patterns and sleeping patterns. Every month we do a program. This month also we have a program from in August, 12th August to 18th August. 7 days in house. The patient has to come with a spouse. Then every month we are holding these programs. Yes, yes. Yes, because we have program attendance charts. They have to write daily and send to us. Om Shanti, we have 1 minute of meditation, and then we can sort of... The folders are available here, and if anyone wants to register, I request you to come. You can register in that conference. Yeah, obesity also decreases. See? I have not mentioned, but this the weight decreases significantly. People have lost 10 to 15 kg in 1 year or 2 years, depending on how much they adhere. And I told you, hypertension, diabetes, and other factors, all the diseases, headache, migraine, also disappears. They're in bonus.